Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I'm Naresh Mago with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to initiate debate on 150th anniversary of Vande Mataram in Lok Sabha tomorrow. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh inaugurates 125 border infrastructure projects, including Shyok Tunnel. Goa government orders magisterial inquiry into Arpora fire incident, which claimed 25 lives. IMD forecast cold wave conditions in Punjab, Haryana, Madhya Pradesh, Chhattisgarh, Jharkhand and Odisha till tomorrow. And in men's hockey, India to take on South Africa in first game of three-match series in Cape Town this evening. A special discussion on the 150th anniversary of the national song Vande Mataram will begin in Lok Sabha tomorrow. According to the official sources, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will initiate the debate in the Lok Sabha. Briefing the media earlier last week, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said that the full-day discussion will start at 12 noon. He added, it was decided in the all-party meeting chaired by Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla that the discussion on Vande Mataram will be conducted on 8th and the debate on electoral reforms on 9th December.
We all agreed that there will be a special discussion on 150th anniversary of national song Vande Mataram on Monday. And it was also agreed that on Tuesday, the 9th December, there will be discussion on election reform. And my special appeal to all the members, especially the opposition party members, cooperate fully with the decision taken.
Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today inaugurated 125 strategically significant infrastructure projects, including Shyok Tunnel, across 7 states and 2 union territories constructed by the Border Roads Organisation, BRO. During the inaugural ceremony, the Defence Minister said that these infrastructure projects are dedicated to remember the supreme sacrifices of the Indian Army and BRO who laid down their lives for the nation. Rajnath Singh said that Shyok Tunnel in Leh will be the game-changer in Ladakh, offering all-weather connectivity and mobility during harsh winters. Commending the BRO, the minister said that the Shyok Tunnel will lead to the development of the region, promote tourism and economic activities, and will help in the logistics.
These infrastructure projects are dedicated to remember the supreme sacrifice of Indian Army and BRO who laid their lives for the nation. Shyok Tunnel in Leh will be game changer in Ladakh, offering all-weather connectivity and mobility during the harsh winters. The Shyok Tunnel will lead to the development of the region, promote tourism and the economic activities, and will help in the logistics. It is a testament of determination of Vision Viksit Bharat 2047, as well as an example of our government's unwavering commitment to strengthen border infrastructure.
The Goa government has ordered a magisterial inquiry into the Arpora fire incident, which claimed 25 lives. A major fire at a club in Arpora, Bades Taluka, also injured several others, prompting immediate action from the local authorities. The cause of the fire is yet to be known. Control rooms have been set up for swift and efficient monitoring of the incident. Here are more details from our correspondent.
Chief Minister Dr. Pramod Sawant, after visiting the site, has ordered a magisterial inquiry. He expressed his deepest condolences to the victims' families, adding that all efforts are being made to ensure accountability and bring justice to those affected. He further informed that the injured victims are currently stable and are being provided with the best possible medical care. Prime Minister Narendra Modi called the incident deeply saddening and extended condolences. PM also announced that an ex gratia of Rs. 2 lakh from PM NRF will be given to the next of kin of each deceased in the mishap in Arpora, Goa. The injured would be given Rs. 50,000. This is Mahesh Sopre for Akashwani News from Panji.
The Director General of Civil Aviation, DGCA, has issued show-cause notices to Indigo CEO Peter Elbers and Accountable Manager Isidro Porqueras, seeking explanations within 24 hours on the massive flight disruptions that caused severe inconvenience and distress to passengers. the regulator attributed the chaos to the airline's failure to make adequate arrangements for the revised requirements under the approved flight duty time limit FDTL norms. The notice said large-scale operational failures indicated significant lapses in planning, oversight and resource management. Civil Aviation Minister K. Ramamohan Naidu, along with senior Civil Aviation Ministry officials, held a meeting with Elbers to review the situation and address the issues. Earlier, the government directed IndiGo to clear all pending passenger refunds for cancelled or disrupted flights without delay. The Ministry of Civil Aviation has mandated that refunds for all such flights be completed by 8 p.m. today. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan has launched Rajat Rashmiya, formally marking the commencement of the Silver Jubilee celebrations of Brahma Kumari's Om Shanti Retreat Center, ORC, in Gurugram, Haryana. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Radhakrishnan said that the Brahma Kumaris have unlocked profound truths about the mind, the universe and the self through the power of meditation. He added that their sustained efforts have brought peace, purity and spiritual awakening to countless seekers in India and across the world.
The Brahma Kumaris have played a commendable role in continuing this great tradition. You have brought peace, purity and spiritual awakening to the searching souls and the minds of millions of people in Bharat and abroad. I appreciate the tireless service of the Brahma Kumaris.
Indian astronaut and Indian Air Force Group Captain Shubhanshu Shukla has said that artificial intelligence has become integral to every sphere of progress. Addressing the Delhi AI grind, India's first city-centric AI innovation engine in New Delhi today, Mr. Shukla highlighted that AI is engraved in each and every aspect and it is a tool to accomplish things and is being utilized extensively. He added, "These are the areas where we need to focus and to accomplish the dream of Viksit Bharat 2047.
AI is a tool. Tool to do things, tool to accomplish things, whether it is Earth observation, whether it is conducting science on station, whether it is reducing the workload on the astronauts, everywhere AI is being used extensively now. India should be second to none in application of advanced technologies for the benefit of society. And I think this is where we are standing even today.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast cold wave conditions over Punjab, Haryana, West Madhya Pradesh, East Madhya Pradesh, Vidarbh, Chhattisgarh, Jharkhand and Odisha till tomorrow. The Met Department has predicted dense fog conditions will prevail over Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram, Tripura and Himachal Pradesh for the next 2 days. Meanwhile, the air quality in Delhi NCR has been registered in the very poor category. According to the Central Pollution Control Board, the average AQI of the region was recorded at 302 as of 1 p.m. today. The work of revising voter lists under the Special Intensive Revision SIR campaign is progressing rapidly in Uttar Pradesh. Chief Electoral Officer Navdeep Rinwa said that 100% work of SIR has been completed at more than 91,000 booths of the state. He has directed the officials to fully cooperate with BLOs to complete the SIR work. He instructed the officials to continuously monitor each phase of the Special Intensive Revision Program and ensure 100% compliance with the guidelines issued by the Election Commission. A report.
Ambedkar Nagar District Election Officer Anupam Shukla said that the work of his Special Intensive Revision has been completed almost 100% in the district. In Amroha, almost 100% of SIR work has been completed and in Fatehpur District, 89% of the verification work has been completed under the SIR process. The voter list revision work is also progressing rapidly in Gorakhpur. District Magistrate Deepak Meena said that the process is crucial for electoral transparency and the protection of voter rights. He appealed to every citizen to ensure their full participation. Prem Chandra Gupta, Akashvani News, Gorakhpur.
In Madhya Pradesh, the second phase of the Special Intensive Revision or SIR of the electoral roll being carried out by the Election Commission is gaining momentum. Under this drive, enumeration forms have been delivered to a large number of voters across the state and the country. The process is progressing at a fast pace in Madhya Pradesh. More details from our correspondent.
As per the directions of Election Commission, the work of SIR is moving rapidly in Madhya Pradesh. In more than 12 districts of state, digitalization of enumeration form has been completed 100%. In Damoh district, the intensive revision of electoral roll is almost complete. To increase public participation, noted cinema actor Ashish Pendse in a special message said that he has submitted his SIR form and appealed to citizens to mandatory fill in their detail in enumeration form. Meanwhile, on the occasion of World Disability Day, Madhya Pradesh has taken a unique initiative under SIR 2026. A special video has been released in sign language to help locate name in 2003 electoral roll. The initiative aimed to ensure equal participation of persons with disabilities and to further strengthen the democratic process. Vipin Kumar Mishra, Akashwani News, Bhopal.
In the Darjeeling district of West Bengal, the work of special intensive revision of electoral roll has almost been completed. As per district magistrate cum district election office Manish Mishra's office, enumeration form distribution, collection and digitization on maximum booths has been completed and electoral registration officers EROs felicitated BLOs booth level officers for completing the work before deadline. MOFMA correspondent.
As per DM official data, out of 12,92,857 registered voters, more than 11,46,000 voters have submitted the filled enumeration forms and uploaded them by BLOs. 1,46,000 enumeration forms have not yet been submitted, though the last date of submission has been extended till 11th of December 2025. Ashok Akashvani News, Karshang.
On Armed Forces Flag Day today, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that the nation expresses its deepest gratitude to the brave men and women who protect the country with unwavering courage. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that their discipline, resolve and indomitable spirit safeguard the people and strengthen the nation. He added that their commitment stands as a powerful example of duty, discipline and devotion. On this occasion, Mr. Modi also encouraged everyone to contribute to the Armed Forces Flag Day Fund. The Border Security Force, BSF, has recovered large consignments of heroin, a pistol with ammunition, along the Punjab border and have shot down 3 drones as well during various operations in Amritsar, Tarantaran and Ferozpur in the last 24 hours. Hearing a drone movement last night on the Amritsar border, the troops launched an extensive search operation, resulting in the recovery of 12 packets of heroin weighing over 6.5 kilograms from a farming field adjacent to the border. A pistol with live cartridges was also found. Earlier, using technical countermeasures deployed on the border, the BSF troops neutralized 3 drones entering the Punjab border from Pakistan with consignments of narcotics. Moving on to sports, in men's hockey, India will take on South Africa in the first game of the 3-match series tour at Stellenbosch, Cape Town today. The match will begin at 8:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. The South Africa tour in the Western Cape, scheduled for 7th, 9th and 10th of this month, marks the Indian team's final international window of the calendar year. India are currently ranked 7th in the world, while South Africa are positioned at 12th. India arrive in Cape Town as Asia Cup 2025 champions, having reclaimed continental supremacy with a commanding 4-1 win over Korea in the final. In badminton, India are assured of a gold medal at the Guwahati Masters 2025 after Sanskar Saraswat and Mithun Manjunath stormed into the men's singles final with straight games victories. Sanskar edged Indonesia's Dendi Triansyah 21-19, 21-19, while Mithun defeated compatriot Tushar Suvir 22-20, 21-8 to set up an all-Indian title clash today. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to initiate debate on 150th anniversary of Vande Mataram in Lok Sabha tomorrow. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh inaugurates 125 border infrastructure projects, including Shyok Tunnel. Goa government orders magisterial inquiry into Arpora fire incident that claimed 25 lives. IMD forecasts cold wave conditions in Punjab, Haryana, Madhya Pradesh, Chhattisgarh, Jharkhand and Odisha till tomorrow. And in men's hockey, India to take on South Africa in the first game of 3-match series in Cape Town this evening. And with that, we end the midday news.